Praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spreads Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for a meditation is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses starting from 6 to 14. Book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses starting from 6 to 14. As you, therefore, have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. In Him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Amen. Here ends the scripture reading. My dear brothers and sisters, we are a rescued soul. For us, Christ went to the cross and He died. He was nailed. He was crucified. He underwent crucifixion to give us a new life, to transform us, and to wipe away the handwriting of requirements which was against us, which was contrary to the mankind. God delivered us from the law pertaining to this world, and He gave us the law of forgiveness, which is in Christ Jesus, abounding in mercies, that all those who accept the Lord Jesus Christ and who enter into the communion with Him through baptism, which replicate the death of Christ Jesus and the resurrection of His body, all those who enter into that communion, who partakes in the baptism, they die, they kill their sins, they strike out all the blemishes, they strike out all the sins and trespasses and transgressions when they have been immersed in the water, and when they rise up, they resurrect with Christ Jesus. They resurrect with that resurrection, that the sins of the past is no more remembered. But we have been gifted by the new life in Christ Jesus. The salvation of Christ has been nailed to us. No more the sins that have been nailed, but the forgiveness and the new salvation of Christ Jesus has been nailed upon us. That we have been transformed into sons and daughters of the Almighty God, who had promised to receive us and provide us a place to live in His mighty kingdom of heaven. We are no more called to be the person of the past, but the person of a new future towards an everlasting life, who walk towards an everlasting life, who walk in the path of Jesus Christ. That's why Apostle Paul wants to warn you through the words of the Holy Spirit, that beware of your stand, that beware that nobody will deceive you by the names of the tradition of men, by the names of the standards of the world, of the deceivers who will try to even deceive the elite, deceive those who are filled with knowledge and wisdom, for the deception are unseen, and they bring in many concepts which are new to the world, which are new to the radical thinking of a mind, which will make you to stumble and fall into their snare of deception. Hence, the leaders are warning the church that you be aloof from such kind of people who spread false teachings, who bring in false concepts which are contrary to the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, which are in contrary to the teachings and the truth of the Holy Spirit, which has been taught to you from the days of old, from the days of youth. These have been taught to you. Do not fall into the temptation or into the snare of deception, which is satanic, which is not of God. You be still in your faith, exercise your faith, practice your faith, keep worshipping God with thanksgiving, with a pure heart, with a genuine spirit. Keep thanking God and worshipping Him with a true spirit, with a diligent heart, and do not give ear to those false preaching. In verse 8, it is clearly said, Colossians chapter 2 verse 8, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Hallelujah! Nobody can bring in the concept of Christ when they have the mindset to deceive you. So they bring in the concept of the world, the concept, the principles of the world, the standards of the world, a generic term. They bring in the basic principles that you might fall. You will think that, oh, that is true. Yeah, that's right. But no, the agreement of your right, the agreement towards those principles or the standards will lead you towards the greatest pit, the greatest fall. Hence, my brothers and sisters, be equipped with the word of God. The word of God is a double-edged sword, which will give you the wisdom and understanding to stand against such kind of erroneous teachings. There shall be philosophies which will instigate your heart, and it will make you to think that might be right. But no, my dear brothers and sisters, when a teaching does not include Christ Jesus as the center, when Christ Jesus is not being made the center of the teaching, then that teaching is worthless to be heard. It is worthless to be heard. That doesn't deserve your listening. Hallelujah. Beware that the time has come. These are the end days, the end times, when there are many, many, many deceivers around us. Their teachings are being shared in various platforms, not through social media alone, but in various other platforms. Beware of them. God doesn't want you to be cheated, for you are precious in the sight of God. You have been saved. You have been brought into His salvation by the shedding of blood. You have been rescued, transformed. You are newborn in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, you are circumcised. Amen. For you have put away the body of your sins, and you have been clothed by the renewed spirit, by the blood of Christ, that you have been made new, a new creation. Walk with faith. Discern what is good and evil. Ask God for the knowledge and the wisdom that you will be led by Him. You will be led by the Spirit of God. Whenever you are confused, keep the Word of God before you. Consult the Lord. Ask Him for the clarity. Ask Him for the wisdom. Pray that the Holy Spirit will intervene and He will reveal to you what is right and wrong, what is good and bad, that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit's wisdom and understanding to take a decision in your life. Hallelujah. Let that be concerning your future. Let that be concerning anything. Keep the Lord forward. Keep the Lord before you and seek for His mercies and ask for His forgiveness and ask for wisdom and understanding that He will fill you with the richest wisdom and the richest knowledge. Hallelujah. To empower you and to enlighten you. Satan will bring in many means and many ways to deceive you and to take away your faith. Beware that you do not listen to such deceivers. Beware that you stand strong in faith and commit your life in Christ Jesus, that you have touched the plow and there is no taking back and there is no going back, but only moving forward in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. For you be a gentle and a diligent steward, walking in spirit and doing all good works until the day of His coming, until your day, until your final day in this world. It's pleasing before the sight of God. Amen. May the Lord encourage you, empower you, and keep you away from deceivers, and help you to do good as always. They'll bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen.